Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shisha Vias Special Schools for Remember Shiach Yu, which is Marisa Esther Basra Shmuel, Chayachem, Fegel, Mes Mikhail, Kis Basra, Rus Victor, Rus Tila Ravida, Ephraim Ben Rus, Rigal Mir Ben Gloria, and Mordechai Leo Hill Ben Yosef Halevi, David Abraham, Yosef, Yom Yosef, Ben Yomar, Sen, and Miriam, Mechagetu Basra Rachel Esther, Bechol, Anilvim, Elehem. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Rambam, Hilchus Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, we saw in Flois Rabbis, Gedolus, Vatsumos, Baruch Hashem. And of course, this is Sal P. Tyras Marin of Rabbeinu Hagoyne Godel, Rav Manzit Sal. Shteitin Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Hilchus Mamrim. Kol Mishen Ose Keros, and Ovil Beloisa, say anybody who doesn't carry out their directives transgresses a negative commandment. As the Pasuk says, Lo Sasim and Adorish Yagid Lucha Yaminu Smol. Vein Lokin Alav Zeh, Vipnei Shinitan Latzeres Mises Beisdin. So the Pasuk says, don't deviate from any of the statements they relate to, neither right nor left. From Meila, it's a loisa say, not to listen to the Chachamim. Lashes are not given for the violation of this prohibition because it also serves as a warning for a transgression punishable by execution by the court, which is, for when a sage rebels against the words of the court, he should be executed by strangulation. As the Pasuk says, a person who will act deliberately, etc. So that's in the same context. That's why it's called Hiros Mamrim. Since Zakin Mamre can be Mschaiv Misa for paskin against the Beis Din Memela, rebel against the words of the Beis Din Memela, it's a laugh. In certain cases, Shinit Matzolos Misa's Beis Din Memela, there are not going to be no Malkus for going against what the Chachamim say. Echad Varam Shalom Mepi Otsim Mepi Ashmuel Veim Torah Shmal Peh. Vechad Varam Shalom Mepi Daitim Bachas Menemid Shatar and Dreshes Pem. Vener Benem Shatar Vezeh Kachu. Vechad Varam Shalom Siyag Litoiru Lefi Masha Shat Tzricha. We're obligated to hear the words whether they learn them from the oral tradition, oral law, derive them on the basis of their own knowledge through one of the attributes of biblical exegesis, and it appeared to them that this is the correct interpretation of the matter, or if they instituted the matter as a safeguard for the Torah as necessary at a specific time. These are the decrees, edicts, and customs instituted by the sages. So all through these three cases, an oral tradition, midah shatar and drashes behem, a safeguard for the Torah, in all these three cases, you have to listen to them. It's a mitzvah essay, listen to them. But overall, kol echad me'amar v'lo yisein, if one is over, he's over in the yisein shere omer, al tia p'al Torah shere rucha, based on the Torah that you teach. Eilat, v'rkanus v'agzeres v'man hugat shere v'am l'rab, k'tia l'chazik adas v'l'sakin oylam. A person who transgresses any of these types of directives transgresses a negative commandment. This is derived from the continuation of the above verse in the following manner. According to the laws that they should instruct you, this refers to the edicts, decrees, and customs, which they instruct people at large to observe to strengthen the faith and perfect the world. According to the judgment which they relate, this refers to the matters which they derive through a logical analysis, employing one of the methods of biblical exegesis. From all the things that they tell you, this refers to the tradition which they receive one person from another. So that's awesome. We have these, when you're over in a Derabanan, you're over in a Deraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And of course, the Rambam was attacked to no end for saying what he said. And that's Halacha Beis. So the Ramban. And they say for a mitzvah in Sheresh Aleph has lots of kashas. Asach kashas are from the Rambam. Vine arav banachoyma gvoya soviv ledibrei chachomim. Aval hi keperetz noifel nova b'choyma nizgiva asher lepeta yavo yishivro. Getting poetic here. Lefishi hisvara, the Rambam built a big wall around the chachomim. But it's going to come crashing down. How do they suspect me in the projects? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Or the bigger they is, the harder they fall. The fishy svar nifsedes b'roiv mekoymois betalmud. This svar of the Rambam, of making all the derabbanans into deiraisis, is a very faulty, flawed logic
svara in many places in the Talmud. Ki inei ledaitoi hamishtamish b'mechubil kagon shenismach alo ilon. According to the Rambam, kumtois, that if somebody uses something connected to the ground on Shabbos, like for example, he leans on a tree, which you're not allowed to do, you're over on a positive and negative command from the Torah. The Magialo, 40 lashes. What? El Shapato Rav Sham Sefer Shotim Bnei Shinita Natsaros Mrs. Beisdin. He should be getting these lashes, but the Rambam says, all right, you're off the hook, because this is a law that could, in certain cases, be given Natsaros Mrs. Beisdin. When we're talking about a Zakin Mamre, he's Chayv Misim Emele, there's going to be no lashes. He gets chenik. So, that if you hold like the Mandi Omer and the Gemara, that lav shenitan la'asoros misis beis, and you get malchus, so when a person's over and the rabbonan, he's going to be getting malchus. Wow. And there's an opinion like that in the Gemara, that Lashin is not Tzolos Mises Beis and like another. In the Maseches Shabbos, Perek Mishehichshich, page 154a, and also, of course, Shavuos 4a, Makkos 13b. The Rambam continues on, and he says, as follows, V'royu ilafila das zula hachmir me'oid, v'divrei seifrem, shekulam toirahim, ein beinayam shum hefrish. The Isura de Oiraisa, the Chumre, the Sveke de Rabbanon, the Kula. Says the Ramban, we should be so machmir now when it comes to Divrei Sofrim, because it's all Torah. It's all biblical, there's no difference. And there's nothing in the Torah more chomer than the Rabbanans, except if it's chayve krisus or misois, but not chayve lavim. Chayve lavim, the same level. Because all the words of the Chachamim are not only chayve lavim, they're chayve lavim and essay. It's both. The Rambam says it's an essay and a lav. The Rabbi Seinu b'chol ha-Talmud oimrim hefech mizeh. And our rabbis in the whole Talmud say punkt verkehrt. Shalehim donim kol divrei soifrim lahokil behem b'isurim. Because they are always done, all divrei soifrim, to be makel. For example, sveika de'oiraisa, sveika de'isura de'oiraisa l'chumra, v'sveika de'rabonan l'kula, Erevin 54, 40, 45b, Beitza 3b. The rabbis say the opposite of this. We're making on the Rabbanans. That's why if you have a Suffolk Dairaisa, you have to go to Chorma. If you have a Suffolk Dairabanan, Megait Lekila. Ve Kelu Bechashash Isur de Divrehem, Lomar Shani Omer, the Perikishon Shel Psachim, Amor de Amrin and Shani Omer, but the Rabbanan, the Dairaisa Mish Amrin and Shani Omer. The rabbis are makel when it comes to a surah d'rabbanan because they say shani omer that I said. In other words, if you have a basket of chulin that falls into another basket and a basket of truma that falls into another basket, so you say the chulin fell into chulin and the truma fell into truma, shani omer. So in the rabbanans you can be makel. V'haminu, but not the raisis, you don't say shani omer. They live the same and ketanim when it comes to bedikas chametz. And also when it comes to Tchum, the Katan is believed to say, until now is Tchum Shabbos. They believed him, the rabbis believed him on a rabbinic level. Kedisa Be'erivin, Umehem Oid Mitzvahs, Shalahem Ekilu, other mitzvahs they were making. Brachas 21a, Safikar Krishma, Safikar Krishma. My time. Krishma Drabanit has the rice. Safi Krishma, you don't have to say it again. Drabana. You have a Safi Kemsiyasa, you have to say it again. Drabanit. Lord Elafilu Drama says himself, say Kelo. Even when it comes to steerers, they were making. The Mehmed Lincoln, 34A. Amelosh 9, say Arevala. Save Arevalainu. Lechad Arevala Biboy Yom, Lechad Arevala Bina Shmashes. Zesh Arevala Biboy Yom, Nechad Arevala Bina Shmashes.
Two people said, go and place an Erev for us. For one of them he placed an Erev while it was still day. And for one, he placed an Erev at twilight, when it is uncertain whether it's day or night, Bein Hashmashes. The one for whom he placed an Erev while it was still day had his Erev eaten during Bein Hashmashes. And the one for whom he placed an Erev during Bein Hashmashes, his Erev was eaten after nightfall. The principle is as follows. Whether or not an Erev takes effect is determined at the moment Shabbos begins. So if you put it on before Shabbos, before Bein HaShemashos, so then maybe when it comes into Bein HaShemashos, it's already night. And if you put the Erev down Bein HaShemashos, and then it's eaten before, and then it's eaten after night, so maybe it wasn't put in the time of night. Maybe it wasn't put before night. Maybe Bein HaShemashos was already Laila. So we don't really know. He has two Erevs here. And one was before Bein HaShemashos, one was during Bein HaShemashos. And the before Bein HaShemashos one was eaten during Bein HaShemashos. The one of Bein HaShemashos was eaten after dark. They're both an Erev. Both of them acquired the Erev. Wow. So the Gemara says, how can that be? If Bein HaShemashos is day, so then Basra Likni, the last guy is Kaina, and the first guy is not Kaina. Because the first guy's Erev was eaten while it was Bein HaShemashos, he's not going to the Erev. And if Bein HaShemashos is night, and if Bein HaShemashos is day, then the second guy is kind of because his was put during Bein HaShemashos and then it lasted into the night. And if Bein HaShemashos is Shain Nacht, it's already nighttime, so then the first guy should be kind of because it was put down before Bein HaShemashos and then it was only eaten during Bein HaShemashos. So when the Laila came, it was already Kaina, he was already kind of the Erev. And then the Basra, the last guy, shouldn't be kind of because it was only put down Bein HaShemashos, so it's too late. It's already nighttime. So how can it be that your machshir both Erevs? And that's just the Gemara that Bein HaShemashos is a suffix. It's Sfeikah D'Rabban in the Kula. Says the Rabban, look at this. Look at this. You have a Sfeikah D'Rabban, and so you go the Kula. According to you, the Rambam, it's really D'Oraisa. It's all D'Oraisa. That's another kash of the Rabban. You know, it's good when you know all of Shas. So you can just go, Zil hacha l'kula, Zil hacha l'kula. Go here for kula, says the Rabban. Go here for kula. Borok in the Vrayim Tamid, where oike dine de Rabbanim. For example, Shabbos 4a, person puts bread in the oven. They allow him to remove it before he comes to an Isra Skila. They also allowed being Mevatel l'kli, making a kli muktza, because it's only dirabanan, to avoid tsar bali chayim, which is daraisa, daraisa comes daraisa dirabanan. So they're daraisa nisa dirabanan again. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, well known Gemara, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Bishil Tere, go after the machmir, Bishil Seifrim, go after the mekel.
Erev and Samach Zayin, Bashal Sofer and Oisin Maisa. First you act, and then Dunim, and then you judge.
You see, really incredible coolness when it comes to Divrei Sofer.
Shabbos Kuf Nedalad Amid Beis. There's a chiddush in the Gemara that for you're not doicha divrei sofer for a small loss. Gemara says you think that you are doicha for a loss. It's only derabbanan. Rachas yates amid beis. Kohanim are mitamid themselves tumid derabbanan to see kings, even though they're over in divrei chachamim. Kloloi shel davol says the Ramban. Shedivrei sofer chalukim hebuchol dinem bedivrei Torah lahakal be'elu. Divrei Sofrim are different than Divrei Torah. You're more makel in Divrei Sofrim than you are in Divrei Torah. Sorry. Can't equate the two Rambam. And if every time you're over in a Derabbanan, you're really over in an essay and a loisa say, then we wouldn't be so makel. It would be no laughing matter. We wouldn't take it so lightly. The Ramban continues. And you're going to say, all right, you know when the rabbis are meichel? Because they're meichel. They're meichel. They made it tonight. You can be meichel. They said, we should go lekula. To distinguish. Between what's rabbinic and what's biblical. Even though it's all Minat Torah. If that were true, then the only reason we're makel is because of the original Tanai. If the only reason that we're makel is because the rabbis made a Tanai milechatchila, then that's the reason for the kula, because of the original Tanai. And the Ramban says, I don't buy it. Ein eilu dvarim hagunim v'lo ikra. This is not correct. And the Ramban continues, and he says, b'feilush amru b'brochus. And then Tirgum Rav Barav Shiba Lakami de Rav Kahana. Belav de Lois Sasser. What is Godel Kavod Abrius? What is it? Dechel Lav Sasser. Achicho Ale, they laughed at him. Lav de Lois Sasser, Nami de Raisa. Lav de Lois Sasser is de Raisa. So Rav Kahana Gavram Rissel of Achicho Ale. When a big person says something, don't laugh at him. Call Mili de Rabbana, Lav de Lois Sasser as Machinu. All the words of the rabbis are asmachtas to Lo Sasser. It's relying on Lo Sasser. And because of Kavod HaBrius, the rabbis weren't gozer. Harebekan mevor shalav zed the Lo Sasser kol la'am shebetor. The lav is like all the other lavim. Aval divrayim, but what the rabbis say, al lav asmachinu. There's masmichan on the lav. Samach ba'al malachazik. To be machazik, the rabbanan, they are samichin on the pasuk. But what the rabbi says is only the rabbanan. Lo shiei behem minat Torah, zara klav also lav. Now what they say is minat Torah. No and no. Chazal say in the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Mem that somebody who's over in a derabbanan, you're allowed to call him an avarian. Says the Ramban, "V'ilu ha'yoyver al-divrayim over al-lav al-esev shel Torah." If the guy was over in a deraisa and he was nerag for hamra, for arguing with the Beis Din Hagadol, la'hayu tzrichim l'maimer hazeh klal, we wouldn't need this maimer at all. That tells us that you're allowed to be called an avayin pashut. Shem b'perek mishemesu gabei nashim b'birkas hamazon. If women are chayav in birkas hamazon, if they're daraisa, then they could be motzi men or daraisa. But if they're Derabbanan not, so again, you see Derabbanan is weaker. Psachim, Kuf Tesvav Amid Aleph, Svachim Ayin Tesvav Beis. If you hold mitzvahs are mevatel each other, the time of the taste of mitzvahs are mevatel each other, that's only a Daraisa is mevatel tam Daraisa and a Derabbanan is mevatel tam Derabbanan. But if it's a Derabbanan and a Daraisa, the Derabbanan comes and is mevatel the Doraisa, because it's like a Dvar Rishus that's Mevatel a Mitzvah. So again, you see there's a difference. When it comes to Doraisa, two Doraisa, two Rabbanas, we say they're Mevatel each other. When it comes to a Derabbanan and Doraisa, the Rabbanan is Mevatel Doraisa because the Derabbanan is like Rishus vis-a-vis the Doraisa. So again, the Ramban is all over the Rambam over here. He says it just can't be that that Doraisa, the Rabbanas are really Doraisa.
Also asking the Rambam, "B'chol Yisurim D'Rabbanan." The Gam Al Das Aramban Shneimer Alav Esei Rak Al Drashus Mikroi Lo Agzeres D'Rabbanan Dim Ken Nimtza D'Rabbanan Chomer Midoy Raisa. Ubiyom Kippurim D'Machil Moshe Akala Kal Tchila Yachilu Kodim Mitzvah Raisa V'Achar Kach Mitzvah D'Rabbanan L'Das Rambam. So the Minchas Chinuch, first of all, in the Rambam, it's clear that their Rabbanans are less than Doraisa, so how can you equate the two? And he also asked in the Ramban that the Lav and the Aseh were said about Jerushas from the Psukim, and not in Xeris Rabbanan, so if so, it would come out that what's learned out from a Jerusha, from the Rabbis, is more Chumra than Doraisa. And therefore, Yom Kippur, that you give him the lighter Isser first, Yom 83a, so first give him an Isser Daraisa, and then only an Isser Darabanan. According to the Rambam, because the Rambam says for every Darabanan, you're over on two, an Essay and a Los Essay. So give him the Daraisa first, and it's only a Los Essay. And according to the Ramban, if it's a Asser Abami Jerusha, he should give him the Daraisa before it's an Isser that comes from a Jerusha, because if it comes from the Jerusha, then it's only then it's worse than the Doraisa. So give him the Doraisa to eat first. It's a lesser Isser, because what comes from a drush is an Asay and a Los Isser. And again, that can't be, says the Minchas Chinuch. He also has done the Mashikosva Achorin Legabe Psul Rosha Le'edus She'over Alav She'nitan Lazarus Mises Beis and Alpha Pisha Ein Aloike Avaleke Over Alav She'esh Bo Malkus Kevin Shalom Achmas Kulas or Shal Alav Ein Olaike. Tim Ken Bechol Oiver Al Isser Derabanan Yapasul Leidus Men Atayra. Lo Shamanu Zemei Oilam. So he's also done, according to what the Achronim say, that if someone's over a lav, that's Nitan Lazarus Mises Beistin, even though he doesn't get Malkus, it's like over on a lav Sheishbo Malkus and he's Pasul Leidus, because it's not that he's not getting Malkus because the lav is more calm. Lav is chamor, you're just not getting malchus because it's nitan lasaretz misis beis, and that's going to patzel and beidus. So therefore, anyone's over in Isser Rabbanan, it's patzeleidus min haTorah, because that's a lav she nitan lasaretz misis beis din, like the Rambam says. Lo shamanu zemei oila, that someone's over in Isser Rabbanan, it's patzeleidus, we never heard such a thing. And that's the kushi of the Rashbits in the Zohar Rakiya. And that's all included in the Kashi of the Ramban. When he says that according to the Rambam, Nimsa She'ein Isser Chomer Yoyser Be'elu She'ein Bem Kari Sumisa Me'isser Derabanan. So it emerges that there's no Isser Doraisa that's more Chomer than the Derabanan if there's no Kari Sumisa. The Rabbanans are just as Chomer, if not more than Doraisas. Then we have a Kashi in the Ramban. You hold that if it comes from a drasha, that's also on the level of a daraisa. So you could say the same kasha, that's the same kasha. And say it comes out that the rabbanans are no less chomer than daraisas if they come from a drasha. And then you can't say in achinami, because in the Sefer Divrei Emes, in the rabbanan, he brings from a lot of places that you see that what comes from a drasha is more kal than what's explicit in the Torah. Also, Rebbe Chanan and the Kuntres Divrei Sofer and Simon Aleph is machriach like this. Then we have a kasha, ma pitom.
The Rabbanan, if it's learned from a drasha, it's min haTorah. We see that what's learned from a drasha is more common in Daraisa. So in the Divrei Soifrim there, in Siman Aleph, he writes that it's mefurish Divrei Ramban legavi zokin mamri shalav urak b'mamr behem b'loi b'choyte. Mamri she'isu urak al misha enu imamim b'koicham u'makhishay. Aval bo'ivra al Divreim l'te'ovoin ein bo isim in haTorah. Mishum hachri hanu kulu hanu kili. So he says it's mefurish in the Ramban legavi zokin mamri that the lav of a Zakin Mamre is only if one rebels against the Chachamim. He doesn't believe in the Chachamim, he paskins against the Beis Din HaGadol. But if somebody's just over an Aver L'Te'avon, there's no Isim in haTorah, therefore all the Rabbanans are more calm. So that's the Ramban, but what are we going to do with the Ramban? The Ramban seems to say if you're over in the Ramban and it's a Doraisa, it's not Murkal. So the Kiryas Sefer and his Akdama, born in the Lecha Mishnah over here, writes that even the Das Ramban, the only Isser in haTorah is if you're over because you don't hold to the rabbis. If you're over Lahana Asa, you're just doing it for pleasure, you're not Koifer in the rabbis, so then you're not over a Doraisa. It's only if you're over Mitoch Kfira. But that's not pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam writes b'stama that every Yisrael Rabban has a lav and an asay. And not only if you're doing it mitoch kfira. The Rambam is also done in the Shorash HaRisham. Maybe you should enumerate mitzvahs to Rabban and include in the minyan mitzvahs. It's included in the Los Sasser. And he said, no, you don't include it because it's only included what's written in the Torah. And that the Rabbanans aren't written in the Torah. But according to this Kiryat Sefer that we saw, this Mabit, brought in the Lecha Mishnah. Maze inyan l'chol mili de Rabbanan. Well, why should every derabbanan be a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? It's only one thing from Sinai that you're over in a derabbanan because your makrish is kochem. What's the havamina that each and every derabbanan, individual derabbanan, should be enumerated in the teriyag? It's only one mitzvah not to weaken the rabbis. And it's also mevor b'divrei Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos 26:23, Kalayim 10:29, explicitly that. When you're not makayim din derabbanan, you're over in Los Sasser. That's also Pashtus Dvar of the Hakdamas of the Sefer Hayad. So it must be that every din derabbanan has an asein a los asein. How can that be? We see that the Araisas are more chamer than derabbanan. And again, it's not only when you're weakening the rabbis, fighting against the rabbis. Recently, we had a shir in Meshech Chochma, and we saw the Meshech Chochma's vort Parshas Shoftim. Ayin Gambor Sameach, the same author of the Meshech Chochma, the author of the Or Sameach, in the 11th paragraph of Chasidus Halacha Vav, and Reb Shimon, Shari Yosher, Shari Aleph, Parakim Zayin and Yud, that even according to the Rambam, Isurei Torah are different than Isurei Derabbanan. Because Isurei Torah, like Chazir, Uatzmo Dabar Asur B'Yosef Chazir, Isurei Torah is Isurei Chefza. Surah Darabanan are on the person because he's not listening to the rabbis. But it's not Asir Bat Smusa. So according to this, all the Surah Darabanan are only one Isir. It's only one Isir not to listen to the rabbis. And we see now like that from the Rambam. The Rambam wants to enumerate them individually. So the Or Semech can't be right. The Shaar Yosher can't be right. That there's only one Isser of Dirabbanan, and that's not listening to the rabbis. Why would the Rambam then want to include each Isser of Dirabbanan individually? Also, the Rambam has different drushes here. To darshan drushes bifnei atzma, takanas bifnei atzma. There are different categories of Dirabbanans. There's only one category. Why does the Rambam need different drushes? Now listening to the rabbis.
So the sasser is al kol davar bifnei atzmo. That's why you need individual drushes. It's not one general iser that one must listen to not to listen to the rabbis. It's also not to listen to the rabbis. And anyway, there are a lot of rayas that dini derabanan are chal on a cheftza. Yapsule edus derabanan, tuma derabanan. So these are esurei derabanan that are chal on a cheftza. It's not just a general iser. It's tuma derabanan. It means that chalois tuma on the cheftza. The Rabbanan. So what are you saying that it's not in the Cheftza? That it's just not listening to the rabbis? That someone is pasul leidus to Rabbanan? That's chal on the person. It's not just not listening to the rabbis. There's a chalois to Rabbanan here. Ayin ba'asim da'iraisa and klal yutz yunim l'tora klal yud v'oid. And if the whole din is not to listen to the rabbis, how can there be a surah Cheftza to Rabbanan? But we also have a kasha in the Ramban. Because since the Shitasa, what does happen in Lavan Asay is only if you're over Derech Hamra, v'lo Derech Chet. If a person, according to the Ramban, stamped it in Aveira, the Rabbanan, that's learned from Psukim. So he's not over on the Lavan Asay, unless he does it in a rebellious way. But not just if he does it with Te'avon. It has to be that you're not mamin b'koicham. Abba v'oivra al divrayam v'te'avoin ein bo isra min ha-Torah. Like Rabbi Chanan brings from the Ramban. If you just do it l'te'avoin, it's not an isra Torah. It's only if you do it derech hamra. So why is he arguing with the Rambam? The Rambam writes this about all the Rabbanim. The Rambam writes about all the Rabbanans you're over in a Doraisa. And the Rambam says, no, if it's only Derech Hamra, it's only in a rebellious way. So, why can't the Ramban agree with the Rambam? And the Ramban can say, that in a chinami, all the Rabbanans are Doraisa if you do it Derech Hamra. Says, well, what's compelling the Ramban to argue and say, no, it's only those mitzvahs that are learned from Sukkim? Once the Ramban already says, he already takes the step to say that some derabbanan to doraisas, i.e., if they're learned from Sukkim, why can't he say that all derabbanan to doraisas? And what's going to be the difference between derabbanan to doraisas? The answer is that doraisas is any sin, derabbanan is only if you do derech hamra. Why does the Ramban have to argue with the Rambam about all derabbanans? Just like he agrees about those mitzvahs that are learned from Sukkim, he can agree also when the rabbis make takanas and gzeiros, etc. It's also going to be doraisa, as long as you do a derech hamra, just like he said by what's learned from Sukkim, if it's not derech hamra, it's doraisa. So to all the other cases, also going to be doraisa. So we mamish have just a whole heap of kashas, and our goal in Mirtz Hashem, but it's also Hashem Darkeinu, is to answer these kashas and to see if flows rabois gedolos v'atzumos mitaras Hashem, and we have a lot of incredible Torah that is waiting for us, and I hope that you will stay with me and we will see continuing in flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.